for the relevant department for more accurate information. So we request that department to send us that country report and then circulate to the members. Honourable members, we're back on point one of the agenda. That's the deliberation and adoption of the committee's motion of desirability on the private members' amendment bill. The committee secretary also informed me that Honourable Waters have written a letter to the chairperson. Can we just circulate it to the Honourable members? While we're sorting out some stuff here at the table, can I ask Honourable Waters just to explain to the committee in terms of the content of the letter?
Thank you, Chair, for the opportunity. Chair, with the proposals, well, with the inputs from both Department of Justice and Social Development last week, I mean, it became quite clear if the members still have the proposal from Justice with them, that the in 2.5, that paragraph that the Department of Justice is proposing is obviously a lot more detailed than my specific private members' bill, which just dealt with one specific aspect, which was attempted rape. And so, therefore, what I'm proposing is that we in order to get it through in time, actually, because obviously if the departments still have to submit their proposals, so it's going to... So just logistically, it'll take a long time for it to come before the committee, and we're running out of time in this year to deal with legislation. So what I'm proposing is that we take the Department of Justice's proposal for the amendment of 120 and amend the private members' bill accordingly, with the only exception, Chair, of one of the proposals from the Department of Social Development where they call for deemed to be found unsuitable. Do you remember that aspect where both departments agreed that if we inserted those words into the legislation, it would mean automatic registration onto the Child Protection Register for any person who's been found guilty of a crime against a child. So basically, do the members have this? I don't know if members have this, Chair. The proposal from Justice from last week.
Yes.
So it would just be from the Department of Justice, their proposal, but with one small amendment in the first line. In criminal proceedings, the person must be deemed to be found unsuitable to work with children on conviction of, and then it carries on. So that would solve the problem of people basically falling through the cracks and not being placed on the Child Protection Register. And it would also cover all the new crimes that have been identified and stipulated in the Sexual Offences Act, the Sexual Offences Act that was passed in 2007. So that's my proposal, Chair.
Thank you. Any comments from the members of the committee, honourable members? Can we deal with Honourable Mortis's letter is part of the whole process. Okay. So can we get some engagement from the honourable members on the matter? Because we had our discussions last week. You had your questions. So this today, we need, as a committee, we need to decide whether we, committee secretary, just help me out here, in terms of whether we want to proceed with the amendment as proposed by Honourable Waters or not, in terms of the information that we have at our disposal, in terms of the two departments, because those are the only two stakeholders that we had at the committee level. Can we just get an indication of hands? Honourable Kumalo, Honourable Wakulan, and Honourable Mafolo, in that order.
Thanks, Chairperson. I'm not going to comment, Chair, on the letter that has been read by Honourable Waters, but I just want to raise or to make the members remember that our last week's deliberations around the issue compel all of us, instead of commenting about the letter, but to come up with a counter proposal if I was thinking carefully about his letter just. So I'm not too sure. Maybe the hands that are all, that are already up, Chairperson will assist us in ensuring as to which way we have to take before we having the counter proposal. Because what I've been listening now is telling us that we are going to still single out, to my understanding, what has been called attempted rape, while we already discussed last week that we have to look at the comprehensive amendment that is intending to be done by the department. Thanks.
Now, let me just make this matter clear to members. We've listened to what the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development said last week. We listened to what the Department of Social Development said. Okay, can you hear me? Okay. There's something wrong because the light is not working, but sometimes... can you hear me now?
Yeah.
That we listened to what the two departments said in terms of the input. And the Department of Social Development presented to us in terms of their input that they are busy with an a holistic overhaul of or review of the Children's Act to bring it in line, especially with the Sexual Offences Act, but also to look at the issue of adoption. They had a whole range of issues. And the Department of Justice, I think it was Chief Director someone, Priya, who also made a presentation. At the end of the day, he also had there was two alternatives of they prepared two alternatives, but at the end of the day, they also said they would also rather go with a holistic review of the Act. So that is the department. So the committee has a responsibility today to resolve on the matter. That is where we are. That's why we don't have the department here today. So that is your responsibility, honourable members. So we have to pass a motion of whether of desirability, whether we desire the bill to be proceeded to go to the House to be adopted, the amendment, or not. That is our responsibility. Honourable Waters?
No,
Oh, sorry. Honourable Magagula, and then Honourable Mafolo. And then Honourable Waters.
Thank you, Chair. Chairperson, last week I was listening to the two departments very carefully. It won't assist us to rush about this bill and single one part of the entire things that we're supposed to check on it. Let's allow the department to just look holistically to all these things Let us not rush, Chair. Let us not just assimilate point one bill, one clause in the bill. Let us not rush, because we are the members of parliament here. We need to do things correct. And let us also think, Chairperson, I suggest that let us stop about this thing currently. And then we'll come back sometimes and check it. Let us stop about this proceeding this bill, because really there is nothing harm us to push. We are still members of parliament, we are here. Indeed, we felt that we have to consider the bill. But we're going to check, because we have to think. We can't just be, this is the bill. This is something that we need to think more thinking, as we spoke with the department last. Because we don't want to single thing and then said, no, we passed the bill. No, let us think. And Chairperson, let us put this thing aside and just check what we're going to do. And then, but on our mind, as a members of parliament, we are thinking that there is this thing. And then let us think broad, because this thing will start on us. We'll think broad that if we can change this clause and put this, and also what is, because the real chairperson here is only one man who single up one thing that maybe is affected, but we didn't look holistically of this thing. So, Chairperson, I just want us, as a members of parliament, just to little bit, we'll throw this topic for the little while. I thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson, even if I was not here last week, but I think it's very important for us as the committee to do justice on this bill, because let's wait for the department to give us a comprehensive input on the bill, and then we proceed with the bill for thereafter, because when we are talking about children abuse or whatever, we are not only talking about attempt of rape. There are lots of issues included there. And let's not forget that before that, we should go to public hearings to make sure that the people on the ground understand that bill correctly. So I would rather suggest that let's wait for the comprehensive input from the department, as they have said, and then we take it from there. Thank you.
Chair, I think members are conflating two different issues here. The first of all, we had a private member's bill which dealt specifically with the Child Protection Register, right, to which the Department of Justice did respond to. The Department of Social Development basically came with a whole range of other amendments that they claim, they haven't done it yet, they claim they want to amend the Act this year, and they've also told us that it's not a holistic, the amendments they showed us last week, it's not holistic either, and that the other aspects of the Act that are going to be amended will be tabled later. They didn't give us a date. Now, the department, I can tell you now, given the time frames that we're facing, because we're sitting this week, and how many more weeks are we sitting before the end of the year? And next year we're not going to deal with any legislation before the election. So the fact is we have one opportunity to do something for the Child Protection Register, which is now, right? Now, I wanted to address the issue of attempted rape, because that was obviously an obvious crime that was missing from the Act, right? And I think you all agreed. But the Department of Justice did make a point in that the Sexual Offences Act, the Sexual Offences and Related Matters Act, of 2007 brought a whole load of other offences that that aren't even mentioned in the Children's Act. So therefore, they came up with a comprehensive proposal on Section 120, which is what my private member's bill deals with. It's just that. It doesn't talk, my private member's bill doesn't mention about adoptions and court orders, because if you remember, even the Department of Social Development said the Department of Justice disagrees with us on the extension of court orders, for example. So they still haven't agreed amongst themselves if it's legal or not to put those amendments before us. And so that process is going to be delayed, and I'm telling you now, we won't receive any amendments to the Children's Act until the new Parliament sits in 2014. And in that time, how many more people are going to fall through the cracks and not be placed on the Child Protection Register? You must think about that. Every day that goes by, because of the wording in the Act in 120, and because of not mentioning the crimes against children that they should have mentioned in 2007, the fact of the matter is, if we do not amend that section 120 now, we're doing an injustice to children in our country. And we can do something as a committee now and amend that little section of the Act. I agree, it's not holistic, but my private member's bill was never going to be a holistic overview. That's not my job to do that. But and if the Department of Social Development was that concerned, Chair, and I say this sincerely, about amending the Act, they could have brought these amendments a long, long time ago. To wait 6 years before they start bringing amendments to an Act, and only because I submitted a private member's bill, I think it shows that it's basically a reaction rather than anything else. So I would strongly urge the committee to read, and I can read it out if you like, the proposal from the Department of Justice, which is quite comprehensive for one section, for section 120, with a small amendment to add in deemed to be found unsuitable. And that would mean that anybody found guilty of a crime against a child will automatically be placed on the Child Protection Register. I don't see what's wrong with that. No one can be against that. Nobody. Thank you very much, Chair.
Can I give over to Honourable Kumalo, then Honourable Gaba, and then Honourable Kume? That order.
I thought, Chair, it's me after all your orders.
Okay.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm sure, Chairperson, if the Department of Social Development, we are also believing that they're currently looking at amendments in the comprehensive. I still have to repeat that. And I'm convinced that I don't see any difference on what Honorable Waters has been saying if we're waiting for the whole range of amendments made by the department. So I'm going to have a problem in having this rush of looking at attempted rape the child register as stand alone other than this, as he's saying. So, Chairperson, I am going to make a proposal here to say it is therefore, as this committee, I see the undesirable. It is therefore undesirable to accept the amendments as proposed by Honourable Waters. I think it is better for us to wait for the whole range, as I said earlier on, for the amendment made by the department, not looking at the register. We understand that, much as we are concerned about what we can be concerned as members, that it is also important, but I think it will be proper for everyone if it can be made as whole range other than being singled out now. I it can be seen as a rush, but it will be make sense if it can be brought in and made in a whole range of amendment that is proposed by the department.
Chair, thank you for giving me a chance. Mine need to be very short. I second the proposal made by my honourable on my right hand side to say let's wait the department. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. I think the amendment by Honourable Walters in this bill is going to assist the department in seeing things here and there. But I'm just concerned about the bits and pieces of this bill. That is why I want to ask, Would it be not wise for us to let the department deal with all the issues concerning the bill? All the issues, and then the bill must come to the committee once and for all.
Yeah.
We deal with it, we finish it. And also, through you, Chair, will it also not assist us to give the department maybe deadlines? I'm talking about time frames, so that they fast track their thing, and then Honorable Walters won't be here. They fear that we were always fearing, because in the true sense of it, if we just say let's wait for the department to check in all the issues without even telling them that, all right, we'll wait for you for such and such a time, then the bill must just come complete to us, and we look to at it issue by issue, once and for all. Then it can be taken to the House.
Thank you, Honourable Tumi. In terms of the feeling of the committee as I'm gauging it, is that we do not proceed with the bill, the private members' bill as introduced by Honourable Waters. And I'm just going to ask the committee secretary just to distribute the report of the committee and just to read the part relevant to our deliberations.
Thank you, Chairperson. In terms of rules, if there are different views about particular matters, it requires that the member of this committee must vote on the matter, and that can do so by show of hands. I believe that the Chairperson can facilitate that, or the committee secretary, to check as to the members that say they want the bill to proceed, and those that they said they must wait for the department to introduce the bill to Parliament at the desired time. Members, which is we are a quorum because we have 12 members, so we are 50 plus one. We are more than 50 plus one, so such vote can take place. Okay. Honourable members, I'll facilitate the vote on the decision around the private members bill. So I'll call upon members who wish the bill not to proceed and wait for the department to introduce the bill to Parliament. That can, with amendments, including that of Mr. Waters.
Chair, the question should just be the desirability of the private members bill. That's all, nothing else.
Yeah.
So if you could repeat the question.
Yeah. Okay. Those who feel that the bill is desirable.
Is desirable.
That can be done by show of hands. Okay. I acknowledge your hand, Mr. Waters. Thanks. And I would like to also request members who feel that the bill is not desirable. Thank you, members. I've acknowledged Mr. Tume, Honorable Tume, Honorable Makakula, Honorable Kumalo, Honorable Mafolo, Honorable Kaba, and the Chairperson.
The matter is accordingly dealt with. Can we go to the next item on the agenda? That's adoption of the committee report on the annual report of the Central Drug Authority. Can we go to the CDA report, because we need to deal with all our minutes, even last week's minutes, so that we can sort things out. The Portfolio Committee on Social Development deliberated on the 2011-2012. Do you have an annual report in front of you, members, the minutes? Can I ask the committee secretary just to take us through, because I've got a bit of a throat problem. Go to the CDA.
Thank you, members. This is the committee report on the annual report that was presented by CDA. I think we're at the at the hotel, so we, as a committee, we are required to. We are required to compile a report that will be tabled to the National Assembly, so that all the resolutions that are taken or highlighted by the committee can be facilitated to the department. So on page one of the report, this is the introduction as to the mandate of the CDA, as the presentation that was made by the chairperson of the CDA. It gives just what is CDA terribly established in terms of the Act, as well as it serves as an advisory committee to the Minister of Social Development and for the period of 5 years, and it also stipulates the functions of the authority, so as to advise the minister and in terms of the National Drug Master Plan, etc. That's page one. That contains the functions of CDA. If you proceed to page two, there are targets set for 2011-2012. Honourable members, this is targets. Remember, they tabled their annual report late, so we this is 2011-2012. So there are various targets set for the 2011-2012 review, National Drug Master Plan, improve access, etc. And then 3.1, it highlights the achievement on set targets. They talk about the National Drug Master Plan. I think this is one of the areas the members were concerned, because some of the National Drug Master Plan is not completed. So they are just giving update as to that Master Plan will be finalized, has been finalized, the National Drug Master Plan, and then all the factors, all the inputs were factored into the document. The improvement of access to substance abuse information and effective intervention. They talk about the clearinghouse that has been established, and helpline, as well as the SMS line that has been opened, that, and there are people that were reached through that process. And the increased capacity, they talk about the forums, the capacity building workshops in various provinces that were held to educate people. And then the development of policy and legislation. We know that Department of Health and Trade Industry also play part in terms of legislation to fight substance abuse. They talk about the finalization of a legislation on advertising and sponsorship and promotion. And then there is 3.1.5. They talk about the reduced demand for illicit and licit substances of abuse. In this section, they it's a report as to a certain department, which department has implemented the drug master plan. You know, I think health department has implemented the drug master plan, and the Department of Community Safety through the moral regeneration programs. These are the programs that drives the implementation of the National Drug Master Plan. And there's also Department of Correctional Services as well. There's a program known as Heart Lines, which reach about 19,468, I believe. So they also visit the prisons to preach the gospel around the substance abuse as the authority. As well, we have Department of Education. As you know, that the substance abuse and drive in our schools, and there's also a program to elevate such behavior. And DSD as well, they develop an integrated anti-substance abuse program. We know that through Ikimocha program, and Ikimocha, we know that they work together with Iskolo, as well as the Department of Sports and Recreation, also implemented an anti-doping program to combat doping of in all 86 sports code. As well, it also implemented the registered testing pool program in these sports codes. SAPS plays a critical role in terms of trying to bring those to books that sells illegal liquor in illegal premises. And there's also, yeah, they also confiscated a number of liters of alcohol. As well, this is important, the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development implemented a departmental drug master plan. You know, and there's also there's a special project to determine the link between HIV and substance abuse in school. I think it's a very good program. That we have another achievements in provincial substance abuse forums. We understand that there's a provincial substance abuse forum. In this one, it's more on the figures of people that were arrested by SAPS relating to crime, you know, and also as the substance abuse that has been confiscated and the inspectors that were deployed to the liquor outlets, as well as the illegal, you know, liquor that was confiscated. As well, there is also a reduced demand for illicit and licit substance of abuse. There is an interesting program called the Teenagers Against Drug Abuse that was established in school, you know, which reached about 218 teenagers. So I think it works together with the Ikimocha program. In Free State, this program, this one, it gives kind of information per province, you know. In Free State, they train 79 master trainers through Ikimocha. There's also Adopt a Cop program. I believe that when the department was briefing us, they mentioned something about a cop that has been assigned to various schools. And the authorities also mentioned something about the Adopt a Cop program. That is done in partnership with SAPS. They also have testing drugs to 227 educators in 100 schools. In Gauteng, they established 5 regional action committees and 23 local drug authority committees were sustained. And Ikimocha program we established the gives a number of beneficiaries that were reached through that program. Educators from 615 district were capacitated on prevention and awareness campaigns. I think this is one of the areas the committee, they emphasize on that there should also a strong campaigns to make awareness to the teenagers, to the youth around this substance abuse. In Limpopo, the 32 local drug committees that were established. It was further reported that 20 community mobilization campaigns were conducted and awareness of information talks were given to 27 schools. Mpumalanga, it's 18 local drug authority committees and in 3 districts. In 3 district action and action committees during the year, and as well the awareness raising campaigns were conducted in 3 districts, which reached about 55,000 learners. And the provincial master plan was developed and launched in Mpumalanga. In Northern Cape, about 20,500 youth people were reached through the youth campaigns, and 248 departments of social personnel were capacitated to render substance abuse prevention services, and 3 NPOs were funded to deliver services to on substance abuse. About on that, 28,000 adults and children were made aware of the effects of substance abuse. Okay, Northwest, and I think Northwest and Western Cape is similar of in terms of the information. I've been advised by my principal to go straight to challenges, which is the most interesting, and as well as observations. On page 6, we can proceed to challenges. The authority reported that it had encountered the following challenges. The impact of the CDA and the National Drug Master Plan on the quality of life and communities in South Africa was yet to be measured. The departmental drug master plans and reports from the national and provincial department responsible for drug abuse counteraction continued not to be submitted on time. This is one of the areas the committee has been raising concerns on. The provincial substance abuse forums had to be put on both the public and political agenda of the provinces. The local drug action committees had to be established in all 238 municipality areas in order to combat substance abuse at local level. And lastly, there was a shortage of public treatment centers to deal with a large number of people who are addicted to harmful substances. These are the observations made by the committee during this presentation. The committee expressed dissatisfaction over CDA's late submission of its annual report over the past 2 years. It emphasized the importance of the CDA's compliance to the deadline set for submission and annual reports to the Parliament, which is the 30th of September. The committee noted with serious concern the lack of support and reporting by government departments and other agencies such as National Youth Development Agency, responsible for the fight against substance abuse, to the CDA. This has resulted in the CDA not meeting the deadline of submitting its annual report to Parliament on time. Another observation, the committee also noted the great concern, the shortage of rehabilitation centers in the country and the inadequate assessment of the existing centers. The committee raised this as a worrying factor as communities are faced with enormous problems of substance abuse. It recommended that necessary measures should be taken to establish state-funded rehabilitation centers in all provinces. It noted the explanation provided by the CDA that the delays in the finalization of the cannabis papers had been due to the ever-changing ingredients used to manufacture this drug. This made it difficult for scientists to develop an appropriate therapeutic treatment to be used. It expressed concern over the delays by the CDA in finalizing the revised National Drug Master Plan. It felt that this plan should have been approved long time ago. The absence of the revised master plan made it difficult for the stakeholders in the sector to operate. It felt that the Kimoja program is not being optimally implemented in schools. This is an important program and an effective intervention in the fight against substance abuse. It is therefore critical that it be rolled out to all the schools across the country. It requested a copy of a draft report on the assessment of the Kimoja program. The committee emphasized the vital role played by the faith-based organization in the fight against substance abuse. It felt that these organizations are doing a significant job in the fight against substance abuse. It was not satisfied with the content and the structure of the annual report. It felt that the report lacked content. It only reported on figures without any narrative to further explain the achievements and the impact analysis of the programs. Chairperson, must I proceed to recommendations, or are you going to take the recommendations of the committee? The committee resolved to conduct oversight visits to the provinces to assess their performance in the fight against substance abuse. The oversight visit will focus on the programs being implemented by the provinces. It will also assess the extent of substance abuse in the provinces. It recommended that the National Drug Master Plan should be tabled to Cabinet for finalization as a matter of urgency. It encouraged the Department of Social Development to expand the anti-substance abuse model it used in El Dorado Park to other communities in the country. It advised the CDA to address any challenges or obstacles that had resulted in minimal involvement of faith-based organizations in the CDA programs. It also advised the CDA to prioritize the impact assessment of its program in provinces. This is very critical. The Department of Social Development, in conjunction with the South African Police Services, should make a joint presentation to the committee on their strategies to fight substance abuse. The committee noted that the CDA's undertaking that it will submit the 2012-2013 annual report on time to Parliament. It advised authority to develop a standardized reporting template for the provinces so as to improve reporting in the annual report. It requested the CDA to provide the committee with a copy of a report on the special project conducted by the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development to determine the link between HIV and substance abuse in schools. It recommended that the CDA should take necessary measures to ensure that the state-funded rehab centers are established in all provinces and monitoring and evaluation is conducted in the existing centers. Those are the recommendations that were made by the committee. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honourable Members. With your permission, can we go to the recommendations? I think those are the most important ones. Unless you want to add any kind of observations. In terms of the recommendations, do we agree that we conduct oversight visits to provinces to assess their performance? We've already done the South of the Gauteng. Yeah? And you remember we also went to KZN and so on. It recommended that the National Drug Master Plan should be tabled to Cabinet for finalization as a matter of urgency. That has also been done. It encouraged the Department of Social Development to expand the anti-substance abuse model it used in El Dorado Park to other communities in the country. I think they've started with that, and we've been to El Dorado Park. It advised the CDA to address any challenges or obstacles that had resulted in minimal involvement of faith-based organizations in the CDA program. And it also advised the Central Drug Authority to prioritize the impact assessment of its programs in provinces. That is very critical. Maybe we should say that we are advising, or can we make, put it more strongly, that the CDA should prioritize. Sounds so lame duck. The Department of Social Development, in conjunction with the South African Police Services, should make a joint presentation to the committee on their strategies to fight substance abuse. So that is still outstanding. We need to look into that. The committee noted the CDA is undertaking that it will submit an annual report on time to Parliament. It advised the authority to develop a standardized reporting template for provinces so as to improve the reporting in its annual report. And then it requested the CDA to provide the committee with a copy of a report on the special project conducted by the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development to determine the link between HIV and substance abuse in schools. And then lastly, we recommend that the CDA should take necessary measures to ensure that the state-funded rehabilitation centers are established in all provinces and monitoring and evaluation is conducted. Now, the CDA is just a secretariat. Can we say the Department of Social Development? Mm-hmm. And its provincial departments. Of Social Development. And provincial and provincial departments. Can we also add Treasury, because Treasury needs to give the money to have a substance abuse center in Northwest, to have a substance abuse center in Limpopo, Mpumalanga, where there's none. Okay. And Treasury. Okay. Honourable Members, may we have the CDA report on the follow?
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm speaking under correction. Didn't we speak about the recommended Central Drug Authority should bring their report on time because we are having a book. I'm speaking under correction. I don't know if it's...
Yeah, we did. And we,
We did that the last time. Mm-hmm. So what we're saying now is there should be a template to make the recording of information more easier. Yeah. And remember we last time we said they should come, please explain those stakeholder departments. Under the minutes, the report, can we get a second and a proposal?
Move for adoption of the board chair.
I move for the second of the adoption chair.
Right. Point three, outstanding minutes. Can I have my book back? We have minutes, let's start with at the back of our minutes of July. We really trying to get our minutes up to date, honourable members. It's the 24th of July. Do you have the documents in front of you? It was the 24th of July, 2013, and the agenda was adoption of the committee strategic plan, third-term draft committee program, adoption of outstanding minutes. Honourable members, are you happy with who was present and who was not? Right. The parties are all right. Opening and welcome. Resolutions, the committee secretary should prepare a package of project profiles of the projects the committee would be visiting during its oversight in Gauteng, and the Department of Social Development should add to the draft oversight program the names and locations of projects that would be visited by the committee. Is that the provincial department? So can we just add provincial summary? The provincial department. Okay. Can we get a proposal and a second up for the minutes, please? Honorable Kumalo.
I do propose this minutes should be adopted, but I also want to comment on the work done by our secretary in this committee, that at least as you are saying, we are getting there in ensuring that minutes are coming in right time, so that we are all on board on what has been discussed in the previous minutes. So I urge her to keep up the good work.
Thank you very much. Can we get a second, honorable?
And seven.
That's what I mean. Amendment of provincial insertion. Okay, and then I think it was last week's minutes. I'm moving to last week's minutes. Again, to the minutes of the 13th of August. By the Department of Social Development on the implementation of the Children's Act. And then we also had the briefing by the Department of Justice. And then also the Department's response to the amendments. These are the people that were present. And
I'm a little bit confused, Chair, about the Maluleke, MJ Maluleke, who is the MJ Maluleke in our African National Congress, because what I know, the Maluleke has been removed in our committee.
Oh.
We had a co-opted member present in our meeting.
Oh, okay.
You forgot about that, eh?
Yeah, I remember.
Yes, honorable members, then page 2, which is a departmental official in attendance. We had quite a media presence there. And then page 3. That he was registered this morning. So he was present. He just asked to be excused. So he was here. Yeah, no, she's out of order. Let's proceed.
Oh.
4. Does the committee resolve to further to have further deliberations on the presentations made by the two departments in order to make an informed decision? It will also conduct public hearings on the amendment bill. Yeah. No, I mean, this is not right. That was for the one that has to be tabled. Yeah. That's just way into the future. I don't think we should add it now. I think what the committee resolved to have further deliberations on the presentations made by the two departments in order to make an informed decision. That was today's meeting was all about. Right? It reiterated its recommendation that the two departments should strengthen their working relationship. Mm-hmm. On the motion of desirability or not, or non-desirability, to deliberate and adopt a report. I've got a problem with this.
About the motion?
Yes. No, I've got a problem with the way it's structured, because we decided not to. See, then that's why you also confused the members in the beginning, this desirability. Then you say all non-desirability. You must give an alternative to deliberate and adopt a report on the motion. Not a report to adopt the motion. You see, that is where the thing comes in. The motion. Or a motion. Of. Yeah. There's that. Okay, sorry, didn't you write that? So the motion of desirability. The committee resolved to schedule a meeting to deliberate and adopt a motion of desirability or a motion to reject. Yeah. just towards in terms of the rules.
Mm-hmm. The motion of desirability, whether you...
Yeah, to discuss the motion of desirability. Okay. So we... Yeah. Okay, now I understand. So we reject. We actually had a motion of desirability in the bill, which was rejected. Yeah. You understand the legal language of these people.
Yeah.
Very confusing.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, honourable members. That's the report. Can I get a proposal on a second?
Yeah.
Honourable Gava.
I propose the adoption, Chair. The minute.
Thank you. Thank you, Honourable Magagula and Honourable Gava. Thank you very much, Honourable Members. Is that the end of the day, the business? Thank you very much, Honourable Members. The meeting is adjourned.
Do you want the rest? Yeah.